When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This shit's called Dummy Death, and it's like kind of not, to be honest, sometimes.
Yeah, no. That's the difficult. That's the dumbest part.
That's the funniest part of it.
You gotta do a lot of counting.
It's just like, don, don, don. Like, that's what it is.
That's a sick song, dude. Okay.
I'll probably do it.
It's cool.
That's so stupid ideas.
Use EMG pickups because they help you get the heaviest tone possible. Head over to emgpickups.com and use my promo code HEAVY at checkout and get 15% off. And then once you write the heaviest song of all time, head over to distrokid.com/VIP/Garza and save 30% off your membership to get all your songs on all streaming platforms. And now to the heaviest podcast of all time. I think it goes along with anyone, no matter how much money you're making or not making. I mean, you gotta know what's coming in and going out, dude.
100%.
You know, you don't want to be us and just figuring that shit out and seeing where my money go.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, I'm broke. Oh my goodness.
That's happened to me before.
Well, we have real bay shit snuffed on site here,
sir.
Appreciate you guys being here. Thank you.
Thank you, man.
Hell yeah, bro. Thanks for having us.
Sick. I heard about your band through Peeling Flesh.
Sounds about right.
So they got me. I've been hearing the band from Eddie, and Peeling Flesh really made me like pay attention.
For sure, I know Eddie's been putting on for us pretty hard.
Yeah,
the last like 6 months or so. So I was hoping to catch on with the rest of y'all at some point.
I mean, given the area.
Yeah, it made sense. He came over to Waleed Spot. Like a couple months ago, that's the first time we met him.
And I wasn't there.
Yeah,
he was
working.
He came over to my house while I was at work because he wanted one of the No Clown Shit shirts.
Oh yeah.
And they just hung out for a bit. Got back from work and they're like, you know, Eddie was here, right? And I was like, could have invited him to the restaurant I work at, but okay, bet.
Dang.
Shout out Eddie, bro. He don't gotta like put on for us like that, and he does. That's mad cool of him. And like, appreciate you putting us on, because we just hella appreciate it, bro. I don't
Anytime.
Know any other way to say it. Yeah,
I appreciate your time, and I've been telling bands, I mean, constantly, like I'm learning from you. Mm. It's weird. We're all at the point where we're learning from like each other.
Yeah,
you know, it's crazy. It's a weird. What would we call that? Circle, full circle, or like life is weird.
Dude, we're all way older than Seven, not to put you on blast, but Seven's the youngest member of the band. He started the band. He writes everything. And
you're
we feel
23,
like,
yep. Guessing? Cool.
Mm-hmm. We feel like we learn from him every day. I feel like I learn
from him. It's the first time somebody's guessed it right, I think.
That's insane.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's like a while.
Well, you guys makes my job difficult. You only have like, you have like no interviews. You had like a couple, and you said you're 22. I'm like, okay, I added some math in my head. Yeah. That was that long. We're right now. Boom.
Yeah, we haven't done too many. I think I've done one podcast interview with fucking Scope Exposure.
Yeah,
that was like it. Yeah, we haven't done much.
Why? Just guys, fuck it.
Shit, hit us up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Hit him up, dude. Hit him up.
The thing scary. With us, dude. A lot of people, and we still get this sometimes. But I think sometimes people are like, "Yo, does that band like for real play shows? Like, do they still play?" Like, are they like real? And then we play, yeah. And then people are like, that's crazy. I still don't believe it. Like, I don't know. It's like really funny because the music's really ridiculous. And I don't know. I think we try really hard to like do good live. And then they see it and we kind of pull it off. And they're like, there's no fucking way. I don't know. So I don't know. Maybe we're too mysterious. I don't fucking know, dude.
No, it's good. Yeah. Whatever works. Keep it.
For sure, man.
You know, you want to keep like a little bit. A mistake. I think also a thing that bands are doing now is they're not tagging people.
Uh-huh.
So I'm literally trying to find all you. And I'm like I'm just digging and like Instagram. I was on someone's TikTok earlier. I think it was yours.
Oh,
I was like, what?
Am I hard to find?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I found all you guys.
Wait, who's the hardest to find?
You.
Hell yeah. Why is that even a question? The they yeah. Disappear into the forest after yeah. every tour.
For real.
Yeah, I found like 5 drum covers. Sick.
Yeah. That's it.
Yeah. It's the only trace of them.
Yeah. Yeah, for real.
What's up with you and Oxspire? You like hmm? because you both had covers of that one band.
Oh yeah.
We talked about it doing it together for a while, but like it just never synced up.
Yeah, I think I just got hella into them in like 2019, 2020, and I was like, well, shit, I gotta try and learn something. And then
what do you even start?
Huh?
So what's the hardest band we could cover right now?
Yeah, right. I mean, yeah, it was 2020. We weren't doing anything.
Yeah, and it still took years.
Yeah, for real. I think, yeah, you put it out, what, like last year something?
Or was it this year?
Oh, yeah. Christ.
Like 6 months ago, maybe.
Yeah.
That is some intricate stuff, dude. I couldn't do it.
That band's not real, bro.
Crazy. They're crazy.
Speaking of a band it's not real, yeah.
Yeah. they're crazy. Like, I'm not much into tech death like that, but, like, I think they're one of the best to do it, and like, I don't know why you would try after them. They're like they're better than everyone.
I think people stopped. I think everybody stopped trying.
No, that's true. Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
Oh shit, this is tech death. That's what it's gonna be.
Yeah, like, yeah. No one needs to do it after that. That's good. Yeah.
Once there's like that one banner record that does it right, you're like, well, everyone is gonna give up. That's sick.
Mm-hmm. Nah, yeah.
That's the way you do it. Yeah. That's what we should do.
Bro,
let's get it going.
That's how I feel about Peeling Flesh, bro. They're unreal, and every time they put something out, I'm like, well, all right, that's about it then. I don't know what I'm doing here. You know what I mean? They're unreal, bro.
So sent me a song this morning, and I'm like, bro, fuck you.
Literally,
yeah, we damn near broke up.
I was just like, what are we supposed to do, bro? They're unreal, and they've been that good since day one.
Mm-hmm.
Our fifth show ever was with them in Texas.
Hmm.
Like, and they've just always been awesome. Nicest dudes, funniest dudes. They're unreal, bro. They're sick as fuck.
And you both have collabed with each other on songs. What was, I couldn't really find it clearly. So what's your connection with that band?
We just started playing shows around the same time, and we were kind of the only slam bands playing hardcore shows at the time. So we did a little run in Texas, like early 22.
Yeah, 2022.
Right. Yeah. So we just went and did like 3-4 dates with them and hit it off immediately. Not immediately, actually. We didn't.
Our first impression was
horrible. We pulled up, and we thought we were not about to be like rocking with them.
Yeah. This isn't even anything like that bad. oh my god, bro.
We love you guys.
Yeah, I love Felix so much. We pull up. It's like cold as shit. It's my first time touring in years. Before we were about to hit it, I thought I was gonna like just kind of stop touring because I'm like, I'm getting old, bro. I should probably probably should call it a day. And then I joined this fool's band, which he was nice enough to let me do. And then he's like, we're going to Texas. I'm like, all right. I somehow get a deal on a van, and then I change the oil, and we fucking go to Texas.
I don't know how we were getting there. Like, we're just going. I don't know. Yeah, you better figure it out.
I don't know how we're going to get there. This is before I was even the man. So I get there. I'm cold. I happen to get fucking sick. It might have been a pressure change or something, but I think it was just for my first time touring in
years.
Literally years.
Sucks ass.
Yeah, and I was like so sick, like pounding headache.
Is the van the same one?
That is the van.
Oh, yeah.
that's pretty much the end of the van.
Yeah, R.I.P.
R.I.P. She's hanging on barely, but yeah.
another
one.
That's fucked up.
So we pull up. I'm sick. I have to play. We don't play this song anymore. I have to play GFD on what I had before, a 7-string. And my hands are small. I'm not that much of a ripper. And like, bro, that song, I was just in a shitty mood. I pull up, and Feeling is just playing slam music so loud, bro. And I was just cold, and I'm like, bro, like, I
can't do this.
Are they just bumping it in their whip, so like all loud. Five of them just.
Yeah, just the same.
Just vibing like dog. What are they?
The same way we got introduced to them is the same way they left. When on our last day, all right, bro, cause y'all the homies, y'all team, bet. All right, bet. All right, later, bro. Like the first meal we had to get, bro. You heard a Gorkunt, bro.
Gorkunt?
No. Gorkunt.
Or Gorkunt?
Gorkunt. Sorry, I don't know.
Even worse.
Yeah, exactly. But nah, that being said, like they're all so lit. They're all so fucking funny. Like I rock with all those dudes so hard. They deserve everything they've gotten. And I'm really stoked to see that they like killed it on your guys' tour too. They murdered it.
They showed me what Slam's doing.
Yeah,
I was unaware. Mm-hmm. It's like I was like, whoa, okay, this is there's something happening here.
They're the best slam band.
They are the best.
Yeah, mm-hmm. They started the new wave and they finished it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, pretty much.
I don't know how you can use that many samples and not be fucking cornballs. Yeah, it's right. Crazy.
Yeah,
I guess just don't be some dorky white kid. That's probably it.
They're super fun. Like I think they turn anyone into a believer. Like you don't even really got to be into metal like that, and people be like, I get it. Like you know mm-hmm. what I'm saying. So, yeah, shout out to them, bro.
Okay, collab EP. You ready? Okay, collab EP. Gorkum. I'm sorry, but I thought that's what you said, and now it's just ingrained in my brain probably until I die.
There'll probably be some dorky white kid that will take that band name, probably. Yeah.
Actually, oh, no, Jay, type in
it's
Gorkum.
It's going to be
Young Graves, right?
Let's see.
Oh, God.
Okay, don't look at the images, but it's going to be a band name.
Put band.
Band.
There
you
go. Band. No, God. Computer's melting.
Okay, it could have been a lot worse.
Oh, no, there's Gorkak.
Oh, they got a Christmas album.
Oh, Gorkak has a Christmas album.
Compassion.
Oh, my goodness.
Let's fucking go, dude.
Can we hear this?
Shouts out Gorkak.
You know what? I'm very... Because I always make fun of band names. Like, you know, I want to start a band called, like, Gorabortion or Gorabortion. Like, you know, it's like, you combine dumb words.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm surprised that's not a band.
Yeah.
I bet if you go on Bandcamp.
I mean, by the time this is posted, it's going
to be.
Someone needs to take... You guys need to take it.
It's got a new side project. Right?
Take it. put out a single, like, today.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that's a sick logo, though.
I got so sorry.
We
might as well hear it.
I just ruined this podcast. I'm sorry. I am blown away by this band name.
Yeah, this is crazy.
Bring them on.
The Facebook clip, bro.
Here we go.
Oh, this is every Gorkak song played at once.
What? Dude,
let's go.
We're in too deep, dog.
F it.
Can we? Are we gonna play this?
They all have intros.
Okay, that's definitely an intro.
What the fuck?
Okay. We're gonna give up.
Yeah.
My goodness,
dude. What a. The times are so different from like early 2000s, like where you could hear a band and then okay, we're actually gonna become friends and work together. Mm-hmm. Where back then it was like, oh, fuck those guys. Fuck
yeah. I mean, it still is.
Fuck that band.
it's like I feel like it's easier and harder than it's ever been because like fools will not rock with each other. Cause I don't like the way he posts. I don't like the way he tweets. And then y'all meet up and it's like, oh, bro, that's the boy. What? I hated you when I first. Oh no, you cool, bro. Like, why'd you hate me? Ah, just cause you posted that one thing. Like, you didn't like that one terror record, bro. Like, so I didn't rock with you after that. I've seen careers get ruined on Twitter because someone had a bad hardcore take and everyone's like, all right, fuck that guy's band. Yep, nope, fuck that guy's band.
Whoa,
it's crazy. It's nuts.
Just because of someone's, like, opinion?
Yeah. Not completely ruined, but, like, people have been like, all right, bro, we ain't really rock with that fool anymore. It's it's weird. It's different for sure. It's something I've had to, like,
Twitter catch funny. Up with.
Mm-hmm. Twitter funny. Yeah. That's shot. Is that weird that that's how we're wired, where it's if you don't know someone in person, you have, like, this, what is that?
I think just because you present yourself one way on social media and then people mm-hmm. are like, oh, so he thinks he's like this. Oh, he mm-hmm. thinks he's like that, like this, like that. And then
I don't know. Like, I don't know where the preconceived notions about us. We're literally all stoners, and there's really only one stoner.
Mm. I mean, yeah. It's not like we don't make it seem like that.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Yeah. Like, you would never think I'm, like, the straightest dude in the fucking band. You know what I mean?
And why was I surprised? It's weird.
Yeah, I don't know, cause I'm fucking annoying, dude. I'm hell obnoxious. But like, this is so crazy, bro. But,
I think you're cool.
Thanks, man.
I've known you for about
it gets
17
old.
Minutes.
It gets old.
You know what? Actually, I think I'm over it now.
Just hit the limit.
I'll be the first one to say it gets old real quick with me. I know that,
dude. Like, if I'm high, I'm like you just overthink everything. I'm like, I'm being annoying right now. Yeah. Shut up. Yeah. No, nobody likes you.
Yeah. This fool got high. He never talks.
Sober?
Yeah.
Sober?
Yeah, it's bad, dude. It's
oh,
bad,
my
dude.
Goodness.
I have a good time. I feel like I try to have a good time. I try to, mm-hmm. You know. Otherwise, I wouldn't still be touring. I feel like I wouldn't still be touring and all this if I didn't know how to, like, conduct myself and, you know, just be somewhat of a pleasure to be around with everyone mm-hmm. as much as I can. Unless my guitar tone isn't good, then I'm throwing the biggest bitch fit known to man. See how he shook his head first? He knows.
What happened?
If he's not, if he doesn't feel like he sounded perfect that night.
Impossible.
I know. He doesn't.
It's either, oh man, that was juicy. That was juicy. or if it's a bad show. Man, my shit's kind of sounds kind of thin, huh? Yeah.
That sounds thin?
I will play a millisecond.
He'll just be in a bad mood for the rest of the night until we get something to eat.
Yeah, exactly. Unfortunately for you, that is where the beer comes in. We're like, one sip, you're like, fuck you. What was I saying?
Damn,
I sounded great out there, man.
But I think that's just me in general. I overthink everything. But
well, there's some things that you can't control. Like, you can't control the room.
Exactly.
Sometimes, like, you'll just play, and, like, it sounds fucking thin.
Yeah.
You're like, but, like, the stage and the room, is there's just something about it, and yeah, sometimes some other rooms will be like, it's juicy.
Yeah.
You know, it's
yeah,
like, oh, my juicy right now,
thank
dude.
Thank you, bro. You're validating me. I feel like I talk to people, and I'm like, ah, shit not juicy, shit not this, shit not that, and they're like, bro, you were thinking, I'm like, no, bro, when you see a band and the tone is crazy and it makes you want to kill people, that's different. You know what I'm saying?
True.
When the tone is... Dun, 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 you know what I'm saying?
That's
the key. When you got Lake Snare over here... Da, 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 you know? Loud as absolute shit. This is... Lake has the loudest snare I've ever heard in my entire life. In my entire life.
That was actually one of my questions for you. I was like, what snare is that?
It's a custom.
Boy. It's a custom
so
snare.
So I had a Benny Greb signature snare that I absolutely loved. Yeah. These guys are ready to like kill the rainbow.
That's cool.
I've heard this 3,000 times.
Yeah. I love this thing so much.
No, I love hearing it every single time.
Yeah, it's great.
This thing dies in a car crash. Like, my car gets hit and the snare cracks.
Oh, no.
Like, and so I was like, okay, what am I going to do? I don't want to buy another one. They're $1,000. So, like, I hit up this guy just random. Like, it was his name. He ran by, like, Bellwether Drums. I don't think he's doing it anymore. Just made me like a stave beach shell, but it's got roundovers on the top, which is crazy because like usually drums have like 45s like mm-hmm. for the bearing edges, and the thing just like it's too loud, mm-hmm. but I love it. Like mm-hmm. it's just a monster. It like
people try and mic that thing and we just laugh.
Yeah, that like yeah. when the sound person's like, oh, I can't get it. Like your hi-hat's kind of weird. And I'm like, don't worry about it. it's gonna be fine. Yeah, it's totally gonna be fine.
So is this loud or is this like is it like a high end loud? It's like is it like
it's
like a piccolo?
Loud as shit.
It's a 13x5.75, same as the Greb, but there's just something it just projects really well and it's got a really nice tight dry tone to it. I love that thing. I'll never get rid of it.
Yeah, it's crazy. And you always hit it right when I take my earplugs out.
Yeah.
It was the first edition, the one with the that bottom right there. Right, the one to the right of that.
Right,
that one.
Boom.
That was the one I used to have. I love that thing.
R.I.P.
R.I.P.
Yeah, drummers, they just it's too loud.
Yeah, if I like, I have to give them fair warning before I even start playing, like, or else I get the looks.
You have never done that once.
Nah, you hitting that shit is my reminder to put your earplugs.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
it sucks because like you spend all the time. First of all, you have like probably one of the shittiest jobs. You have the most gear. And then you spend all the time setting it up. You want to appreciate your hard work. And how fucked up is it that the moment you get to enjoy it, you want to enjoy it, you're going to piss off.
You're empathizing with us too much.
The moment that you get to enjoy it, we get pissed. I'm like, what? Because in your head, you're like, what the fuck? Why is he playing drums right now? Idiots. Idiots.
Yeah. So you just gonna go play drums, bro, while we on stage? All right, bro. Like, yeah. Yeah, we're the worst.
Guitarist is back there.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway.
Anyway, yeah.
I wish there was like a volume knob.
Seriously. Yeah. It'd be great.
But it sucks that you can't, like, it's like you spend all the time setting it up and you can't, like, and then people will look at you for playing what you just set up.
Oh, yeah, you gotta sit there, like, hands crossed.
Yeah. Like, hey, man.
What are you thinking about?
That's not the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're like, what's up with that?
What are we doing here?
What are you thinking about? Okay, how
Wait, am I? Like, tell them what you told us about your brain activity.
About what?
Your brain activity?
You don't have an inner monologue, right?
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I'm a blank wall.
That's crazy.
Excuse me?
They don't have an inner monologue.
You narrate your day, like, throughout your head, or you have, like, a voice in your head. Yeah. Like, don't have that.
I'm going to get flack for this.
Huh?
But, like, no, legit, like, when people say, like, oh, yeah, you know, like, the voices in my head, or, like, you know, like, the shit sure. going, like, you know, my thoughts, I'm like, I have to sit down and try to get a thought going.
Really?
And it's like, imagine, like, you know, in cartoons when they go into, like, liminal space and it's, like, a blank room. Mm-hmm. That's what it feels like. And I've got to, like, try, like, really hard. Like, and I get, like, a whisper of, like, half a sentence. And I'm like, okay, cool. Yeah,
that was you never just been like,
what?
Like, inside your head? Like,
no.
Hey, Jay, go back to the previous...
It's funny because I was just thinking about the Squidward one. Yeah,
exactly.
Okay.
Hello.
Okay. Yeah, that's a fucked up stat,
right? Yeah. Okay, so
50%. Okay, I'm 30 not
to 50%.
Right,
it's common for writers and artists to have conversations with themselves. Very true. That's all we do. And I should know because I sometimes have conversations with myself. Okay. So, actually, 30 to then you would then half don't.
Yeah. That's so maybe just people don't talk about it.
Huh. Mm-hmm.
Well, they can't think about it, so they wouldn't. They wouldn't be talking about it.
Their voice in the head. So, hey, tell them to think about
this
it.
Is what people ask. People ask, "Hey, Jay, go." People ask, "Is it okay not to have an internal monologue?"
Oh no!
Oh my! That not everyone.
Just born without one. Okay.
Do you think that's a good thing or a bad thing?
It's bad.
Is it?
Yeah.
Why?
Like memory.
Memory?
Yeah. Like I have to go by muscle memory. I can't really like think of things like going on during songs. I've just got to, like, drill that shit.
Whoa.
Yeah.
So you have to practice.
Yeah, and I can't, like, if I hear a song, there's no way I'm learning it by ear. I have to chart drums, and then, like, I read the charts.
Whoa.
Yeah. Like, by ear.
Can't do it.
Show me something. I forgot about it.
Mm-hmm. Dang. That's fucked up.
Just in and out.
Boom. Yeah. Gone.
In one ear.
Gone.
I'm operating like an insect out there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's the one. That's the one.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is Lake's head.
That's the type of shit I've been on recently.
Yeah, the type of shit.
Is this you? Well, yeah. Put a fucking drum set on there. Shout out to us, Squidward.
Yeah, but
thank you for that insight. I did not know that. I mean, I guess like 50% of other artists don't have that internal conversation. I did not know that.
Yeah, shout us out in the comments. Mm. Blank mind people, come on.
Yeah, blank mind people.
It makes sense because if you don't have the internal monologue, then yeah, you're not going to talk about it. It makes sense. So you automatically think. Right? Right?
I don't be thinking too, bro. That's why I like this band. That's why I like
Well, speaking of not thinking, Bay Area Dummy Death Metal. Pretty sick. Sir. It's sick.
Yep.
This guy.
It's you?
Yeah. Yeah, that's me.
You know.
Where'd that come from?
I mean, people always argue about
what we are, like what genre we are.
Oh, gosh, the worst.
Yeah. Mm. It's like there's endless YouTube comments like, no, they're slamming beatdown core. No, like, fuck it. Like,
my dick's getting smaller by it.
Yeah, dude. By it's, a second. It's just like, I don't know. I didn't. When I started this, I wanted to be a mix of all just all the hard shit that I like anyway. Mm-hmm. So there wasn't, I wasn't trying to be in like one subgenre. So good. Once people needed something to call it, I just kind of, we just kind of came up with the name.
Yeah. Right. Just kind of made fun of it and
yeah.
In your own way.
Mm-hmm.
So
make
so
it
you,
easy.
So you went into it without any kind of like idea. Like, well, I don't want to do this. I want to do that.
I started it like when I was like 18. Just like wrote a couple tracks that were just like, I don't know. I just wanted it to be like slam, but also like fucking, I don't know, all the like hardcore shit. I was like Zabalba, fucking like Nails and shit. I don't know. So it was kind of just random from the start. So
sick.
Yeah, it kind of makes sense that nobody would know what to fucking call it once it got anywhere.
Yeah, even like listening, there's no like, yeah, you can't really put anything to it. It's good. It's called slam.
Pretty much.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Dummy slam? Is that sick?
I'll take it.
Call it anything you want.
Dummy slam's pretty cool.
At this point, like, we'll play the more metal shows every now and then, and people will be like, you guys are like more beat down, right? Like, you guys are like hardcore dudes, and it's like, sure. Like, I'm very hardcore. That's the scene I come from.
Half of us.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then, like, we play a hardcore show, and they're like, yo, so stoked you guys made it. We know you're used to playing the big metal shows, you know? And we're like, what is it, bro? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Which was funny, because all we have done since we first started anything was book with hardcore promoters and play hardcore shows. Like, even the Vomit Fourth tour was us, Simulacra, Vomit Fourth. Like, those are all pretty much hardcore shows, mm-hmm, by hardcore promoters, you know? Some people that like metal and shit like pulled up, but like, you know, spin kicking and all that shit, like, which is what we fully endorse, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I think we played more hardcore shows than we played metal shows for being a
100%.
Yeah, by far.
But like 90%.
Yeah.
Like, we barely play metal shows.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Not that we don't want to, it's just kind of like where we find ourselves in. Mm-hmm. And hardcore shows are sick as fuck anyway.
They're way more fun.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I don't know. It's cool. Like, we do all this and the music's really crazy and kind of dumb. But we'll still have people be like, yeah, you guys are like real death metal. Finally. That's what the fuck I'm talking about. It's like, you know, I talk about this all the time. I can't believe that like metalheads now are so into breakdowns now. And you see the like just the like, I guess, I don't know, the smattering of just everyone like rocking with this shit, you know? Like, mm-hmm, metalheads will be at a show and kids will start speaking and they're like, oh, fuck it, all right, okay, cool. It was not like that before.
What the
it was
fuck, not. Really? People,
yeah, dude. I know because I was a metalhead first, but then I, you know, I got into hardcore shit. And I've always loved metal, but I always feel like I kind of didn't identify with those fools because I'm like, bro, like, I'm not, you know, like, I don't got, like, a patch vest on and all that, like, and I'm not all about, you know, this and that, whatever, but, like, no diss, I'm just not about that, but, like...
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I don't know what the fuck I was talking about. Oh, yeah, but, like, anyway.
Are you high?
I might be. Damn, bro. I don't know. It's just cool playing hardcore shows. We're metal, but, like, I fucking love playing hardcore shows. And I love that metalheads like breakdowns now. Anytime you see a metalhead at any show and they hear a breakdown, they're like...
So weird.
Yeah.
Now they like, realize that they like breakdowns.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like, that's what
they like to pretend that they don't.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly.
Is that weird that a lot of metalheads pretend they don't like something? It's so bizarre.
It is fucking weird.
Oh, yeah.
It's like it's literally in your DNA to fucking do move like this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's in your DNA to move in 4-4. You just
you know what's crazy? Metalheads will pull up to our shows and be like, what's with the fucking spin kicking? What's going on? It's like, bro, mm-hmm, listen, that's kind of the objective. Like, really, yeah, there's, mm-hmm, blast beats and really fast parts, but there's always usually ends in a fucking breakdown.
Mm-hmm.
But,
mm-hmm,
I don't know. I think that's just the world we live in now, which is cool. I like it. But it's like, it's just interesting because back in my day, I know.
Honestly, what people have against breakdowns.
Bro, oh, I knew serious. Fools like that. I knew fools like that. I like, you know, I like Lamb of God. I fucking like Amir. And they'd be like, nah, none of that bad word shit. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, it's fucking, I don't know, dude. When it's like, no, bro, that shit's hard. Bro, Diamonds Aren't Forever by Bring Me the Horizon was a crazy song to be released in, what, 2010?
Mm-hmm.
Or whatever the fuck. That's a crazy song for that time.
Ahead of their time.
Yeah. If they were all, like, burly dudes with beards and look like Vikings, metalheads would be like, oh, that's fucking...
Yeah, they would. Brother. They couldn't fucking
But because
that.
They look pretty and they're good-looking dudes, they're like, ah, you know. But I feel like that's changed now.
It's so... I can't even process that. It's weird.
Yeah,
it time to changing.
Yeah. What's the biggest change you've seen? Because you've been around. That
Bands hanging out.
Yeah, that's a plus.
That's kind of cool.
For sure.
So no hesitation.
People being friends, helping each other out. Yeah. Less ego, which is cool. That, like the metalheads being more open-minded to breakdowns. It sounds fucking silly to say, but it was not like that. If you were like back in the day, you would have, they would try to combine like our hardcore band or band similar to like our bands with like Six Feet Under, and like just it was just wouldn't translate.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
It
would sure.
just not. Well, now it's like that would be a sick show.
I feel like they were like hiding it though. Like deep down, they'd be like,
of course they were.
But around their homies, bro. Yeah, I feel it. They all rocked
it. They go into it thinking it's all like emo, this and that, whatever the fuck.
Mm.
And then they hear it, and it's harder than anything they listen to.
It really is.
Like,
truly.
They won't admit it. But.
No, it's so weird.
Yeah.
Mm. But then again, I mean, who knows what's going on in their brains? Yeah.
Just Lamb of God.
I did do like a elitist kind of death metal podcast, and I was very surprised that like these ones gonna kill outside. And we were in Santa Ana, baby. And I did it because I thought the guy was cool, and I saw the I thought it'd be cool to have like, an open combo. It was great. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was I think his fan base liked it, but I was also shocked. Still, like there's still that metalhead like mentality elitist like. You know, oh, this style sucks.
Mm-hmm.
Like this groove sucks. Yeah. I was like, "What?" Is like, "What?"
Yeah.
This is still going on. Yeah.
Mm.
My God.
Somewhere. I mean, look.
And I do have a hot take.
Go ahead.
Oh shit.
Uh oh. I said already. Well, because when you put in groove, you start bringing out chicks to shows.
Mm-hmm.
And you're so crazy. There's only one there, and you're fucking pissed.
Filled to the brim with dudes. You know, they're like, "Do that." Transition was really cool. It's like, that's cool, bro. Thank
you. What strings do you use?
Yeah. to be fair, if someone asked me that, I do kind of go off. I'm like, oh, bro, I use this.
Yeah.
So that is true.
Of course.
So that is
you
true.
Live off of that.
No, but hey, I feel you, dog. Like, us, at the end of the day, if I can speak for Seven, the objective is come through, shake your ass, and get stupid, you know?
Mm-hmm.
We'll get crazy for a little bit, but like, no, it's always, have fun and breakdowns, you know what I mean?
It's fun.
Yeah, exactly.
Party. Isn't that why we started playing music in the first place?
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Just have fun. And mm-hmm. You know, it's funny because you're... especially you. Like you came first metal, right?
Yeah, metal and then hardcore. And I'm just a mixture of both. Now it's mostly hardcore, but yeah,
kinda,
I was a metal at first.
It's kind of how it goes.
Yeah, right.
You mentioned when you're lacking in inspiration, you'll put on the first Slipknot. Is this still true?
When did I say that?
I did a deep dive.
You're crazy. That's crazy.
Nardboard your ass.
Oh, my God, bro. Yeah. Yeah, usually. Usually, bro. That shit's just... It's hard as fuck. I feel like that album is what aggression is, which is why I think that band resonates with so much people. Because what's the old saying? If you try to satisfy everybody, you satisfy no one. They're like, look,
very true.
We are just... fucking this, we're angry as shit. We have awesome choruses here and there, but we're angry as shit, and I think people just resonate with that. You mm-hmm. got, you know, you got normie homies who are still like, yo, that's just so sick, bro. Yeah, I like Slipknot. They don't like metal that much, but they like Slipknot because mm-hmm. it's just super easy to identify with. It's just pissed, and that's it. You know what I mean? That's why I think that album's always like been so inspiring. It's just, it's angry, it's crazy, it's melodic, It's fucking disturbing. Scissors is like a crazy song.
That song's
fucked up. And then the bonus tracks are like low key even better. Get this, like, baby. Get this, bro. Yeah. Snap. God, stop
playing. Oh, yeah, Snap, dude? Yeah, the fucking demo track?
I love that song.
Dude, I'm going to snap right now. Dude. Holy shit. Yeah.
I fucking love that band. Yeah.
It's cool when you're lacking being inspired, like you just have like these, you have like your go-to records that kind of just they'll fucking snap you back, dude.
For real. Like, I feel like for me, it's Self-Titled, Iowa, Master Killer by Marauder, them first two fucking Nails records. Fuck, dude. That's some good shit, dude. Yeah, just hella shit, bro. Fucking, that first, I forgot what the fucking album is called. Why am I blanking? Maybe I am high. that first Spinebreaker fucking album.
Spinebreaker?
Like, Spinebreaker's hardest.
I never heard that band. I'm gonna try it.
They're really sick. They're from the Bay. They kind of were doing the death metal with hardcore shit before anyone high.
Like, are you serious? Spinebreaker?
Like, yeah, they're hard as fuck, dude.
What's their
This dude's from Gulch and Tsunami and shit.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Shit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they're hard. Oh, fuck yeah, man.
Spinebreaker, dude. Shout out to Tsunami and Ben.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, yes, sir. Yes, sir.
When was Ben in the band?
I was just thinking about that today. The last time he played with us was over a year ago. Yeah.
Okay. He's still for what, two shows?
He's played with us twice. It was, I think, after the second show.
Okay.
He was like, "Can I throw y'all in my bio?" I was like, "Go right ahead, bro.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Not gonna hurt." he's the homie. He kept it in there. He hasn't played with us. I don't even. What was it? What fucking?
It was the
New Parish.
Yeah, that was the last one.
Was it? And then the last Midnight Hour show.
Yeah, I think, yeah. That was pretty much, those are the two shows he's played.
Great.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's our boy.
Yeah, I love Ben. He's awesome, dude. He's the best.
Well, you're actually playing there tonight. I've never been there.
It's so sick,
that's
dude.
That's cool, man. The vibe is super good there. Like, it's, I think dude from AC/DC owns it, runs it, and, you know. Just gets it.
ACXDC to ACXDC. Avoid confusion.
Oh my god, bro.
What just happened?
I think I just broke Edge, bro. dude from ACDC runs it.
I think I see why you don't smoke and drink.
It's all
coming together.
Bro.
Very.
I'd be a problem, dog. Like, it would be so bad.
I see it very so clearly.
Bad. These, bro, learning these songs sober is already like so hard, bro. Like,
is
so,
it?
Yeah. Yeah. This shit's called Dummy Death, and it's like kind of not, to be honest, sometimes.
Yeah, no.
It's fucking
that's the dumbest part.
That's the funniest part of it.
You gotta do a lot of counting.
It's just like, don, 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 don. Like, that's what it is.
That's
bro.
A sick song, dude. Yeah. Okay.
I'll probably do it.
It's cool.
We've had some stupid ideas. Mm-hmm. See, forgot what I was talking about again.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy. You got some gas on there, nephew. God
damn. Someone fart?
Like, you're good, bro.
Yeah.
It's cool. That's why I like the long-form conversation, because you learn a lot about people.
Yeah.
At least, you need at least 45 minutes, dude. Mm-hmm. And you kind of get, like, the personality. Okay, let's see why. Okay. Okay, that person's a druggie. Oh, that person is a fucking alcoholic.
Yeah.
Six beers deep in half an hour.
Seven. What? I thought I heard you that you don't like coffee.
I don't not like it. Damn. I just don't be drinking it like regularly.
You just drank coffee on the way here.
Hmm?
You just drank coffee on the way here.
Yeah, he's drinking coffee right now.
Still there.
I heard you talk tonight on coffee and then you walk in here late to the podcast.
It's a Vietnamese iced coffee.
I kind of got him, put him onto that. Good. That's my straight edge version.
Yeah.
That's my straight edge iced coffee. So, yeah.
Okay, I got a question for you.
Yeah.
Is caffeine straight edge or not?
Yes, I will not elaborate. Because I'm fucking insufferable and I just will not elaborate.
That's kind of hardcore. No, oh yeah, please. Like no caffeine. I cannot.
To be fair, there's times where I should be chilling on the caffeine because
it be going in. Sometimes.
It does. I do. I go in way too much sometimes.
That's all you got.
But no, I'll leave it to you. I'm not gonna be like that. Is, oh my gosh. That and good guitar tone. That shit will get me fucking high. Fucking the tone's crazy. I'm like,
just fucking high on music, dude.
Two Mesas, bruh. Two Mesa cabs.
Two Mesa triples.
Two Mesa.
You got? I saw triples. No, you know.
I don't want to rock a triple rec right now. Really? I'm just using 65.5.
Okay.
Yeah. I did use a dual rec though. The homie from Stabbed. We played with Stabbed in Long Island.
Mm-hmm.
On Long Island.
Yeah, come on, bro.
We played with Stabbed, and he let me use his dual rec, and that shit sounded fucking crazy. And I'm really picky with Mesas, but when Mesas do sound good, they sound better than anything on the fucking planet. But when they sound bad, they, yeah. No diss. I hope you're not like sponsored. I love Mesa. Mesa cabs all day, bro. Give me nothing else, bro. Mesa cabs. Dude, bro, don't get me started. Mesa cabs, that's when I know the show gonna be good. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If every venue just had Mesa cabs and a fucking 8x10, bro, like, life would be better.
Mm-hmm. I want a fucking Mesa cab.
You don't have one? You don't rock Mesa? What do you rock?
Okay, I want
to
fuck one.
He wants a fuck
one. Oh, shit. Oh.
Yeah.
No, but, dude.
I'm sure he got one.
Do you... have you heard of, like, the problem with the Mesa cab shortages?
No.
I've been looking for a straight traditional for how fucking long.
Dude, the straight fucking so sexy, bro. I've never been able to get one. I've never, and if you do, they're like so expensive. Because be like, we know you want this, bro. You know what? Because the straights, people never sell them. And then the fucking, the slants.
Fuck that.
Okay, that's not too bad. But that's the thing. I know that thing is only like $500 because my slant sounds just about the same. But, and dude, I bought that shit brand new from a dude that never used it. $500. But because it's straight, fucking costs so much more. But I do want it because it looks so fucking sexy.
It sounds great, and you can't fucking find them, dude. Literally, we're just on tour. Every town, wake up, go on, offer up. Nothing.
Damn.
It's a thing. I've been looking.
Trying to find one. Just fucking get
it. I want two of them. I can't even find one.
Shit.
Here, once every few days, I'll go on offer up around here. It's nothing.
Damn.
It's probably been going on Reverb, eBay.
That's crazy, dude. Fuck.
It's a thing. Mm-hmm. Am I gonna buy this thing brand fucking new? Two of them.
Do it.
Well, what sucks about new cabs too is like they need time to like. Break in.
I've noticed that. The most recent one I got was new. I got it like 4 or 5 years ago, probably 4 years ago. And like about 6 months into it, after heavy use, then it started to like kind of set in.
Totally.
People can say it's fake, but fuck them. Like, nah, I believe it. You know, I feel like it's got it. You know, whatever. It's a feel thing for me. I'm a really feel guy.
Like feel, really juicy.
Yeah.
Big juicy, feel guy.
Juicy. You know, just don't make you want to kill someone. I'm not gonna. I don't want to. Yeah, it's a feel thing. Like I think when you put a new battery in your guitar with EMG pickups, I think it sounds different.
Mm-hmm.
Right, EMG is sponsored by this.
Of course.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I bet it sounds different. It sounds like when you put a fresh new battery, that shit sounds crazy. Yeah. Right. What? You ain't gonna be laughing when that shit sounds fat tonight, right? They laugh at me until I play and they're like, God damn! I'm like, I'm saying, I told you.
No, you're right. You're just funny. That was so funny.
Spencer, you have anything to add to that?
I know. Hey, EMG pickups, man.
I'm done, dude.
Gotta get it going.
I love EMG pickups. People say they don't like EMG pickups, but they're capping. Because they all do.
You notice how every conversation has ended in tone.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Everything comes back.
Yeah. Oh, so since you don't have an internal monologue, you're very observant. You're observing hard. That's sick. I will be careful. Watching. Like a fucking horny hawk, for sure.
I don't know about that.
I'm sorry.
Oh, shout out Soto.
Yeah.
Shout out to the horny hawk, dude.
HH.
Pause. That was for you, Soto. I love you.
Pause. Yeah, that was the, I asked them, so what does that mean? It means when something gets too heavy.
No.
Pause.
When something gets too gay, bro.
it can have multiple meanings.
Mm-hmm. That's how we use it.
Thank you. Yeah. One more before I ruin this fucking thing.
And they're out. I mean, it's 50-50 in this band.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes.
You know.
We have a half.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
You want to guess?
What the gay half of this band is?
Yeah, yeah, right. pretty hard to tell.
All right, Seven, we got to talk about it. So, the band starts in 2020.
Yeah. Dropped a demo like in the summer of 2020.
Only 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
How did you get here?
I don't know. I just,
in 3 years? Kind of nuts.
It's wild. I don't... This shit has gone so crazy, I don't even... We have no idea what to make of it. It's fucking... This shit's stupid.
It's cool, man.
It's been amazing.
Yeah. Like, we didn't even play a show. I mean, we dropped a demo during COVID. So, like... And then I wasn't able to, like, get a band together or play shows until... Like the fall of the next year, like everybody had like the whole summer coming back and everything. I was still getting ready and shit. So like we've only been playing shows for like 2 years.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Pretty, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Just 2 years.
Yeah. Yeah, I think our first show was October 2021.
Yeah.
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 Had to book it all myself.
Yeah.
That's how it's done.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The tour was that summer, right?
Texas? Summer after.
Feeling Flesh?
Oh, Texas. It was...
It was in January.
January, yeah.
Like the next year. Were you high?
Maybe now, because you got that.
Mm-hmm. Got that gas. Got that loud pack, bro. Got that premium.
That is pretty premium.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, it's good. Is second high... Second hand high, is that real?
I think so.
Ask Waleed.
Mm-hmm.
Probably. Unfortunately. I gotta take off my straight edge tattoo, bro. I gotta take that shit off. Remove it.
If you type in is
oh my god
second hand high real.
Line 6 insane mode? Yes, bro. You're speaking. I belong here, bro.
Get that picture off the screen.
Read, brother. Can I experience psychoactive such as feeling
psychoactive
such as getting high.
Is it just infants and children?
I don't know.
That's a good question.
It's okay.
It's being secondhand
like,
high.
It's never straight edge. It's not like you get secondhand high on purpose to like that. So you've never broken edge.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Like if it's ever happened, it's my fault. And like, you know what I'm saying? He's good. Man. He's good.
I hope
you are great.
I try to be.
Your band's sick. It's cool.
It is very humbling where this is gone. Cause like I thought when I joined the band, it would just be like, all right, we'll be like the homies, like slammy band that we'll play every once in a while. Like yeah, that hardcore fools kind of get, you know. Like I thought it would just kind of be like on that type shit, and like to just be on this podcast, to have Eddie rock with it, to have other fools who are like crazy musicians rock with it, and for people to keep showing up constantly to the gigs is like, damn, bro, like this is crazy. It's just mad humbling, bro, because like, yeah, we don't look ourselves as no way and shit. We're just trying to have fun. We're really just trying to play as best as we possibly fucking can. But like, for people to rock with it, like, yeah, the show yesterday was played in Bakersfield, and like, you know, 150 paid. And they said that was the most they've ever seen in that venue. Because Bakersfield is still, you know, kind of growing. And they're kind of starting to get a DIY scene going. You feel me? Shout out, buddy. Shout out, Sam. Shout out, buddy, from Bulldog for booking that fucking shit. Mm-hmm. Appreciate y'all. But, like, it's just really cool to, like, I don't know. People just keep coming out. It's fucking crazy. Every time we play a show, we're like, what the fuck? Like, we played, after our van broke down, we played all the PNW and fucking... Yeah, Idaho was sold out. Washington was sold out. It's crazy, bro. It means a lot. You know what I mean? Like I was ready to give the shit up. Like I was just like, you know, not completely, but I was like, all right, I'm gonna work and just do the music on the side, and then just kind of like see where that goes eventually. But I'm not gonna hit it that hard. I'll be in a local band. It's all good. And then we started touring, and the tours were good because people actually were there. And I was like, wow, there's no way. Like this is crazy. You know,
it's cool, man. I can't really say it. It's just mad humbling, you know? It's mad cool.
Especially at a time where there's so many bands. Like, yeah. Like the fact really that you got bands. Out of that. Great yeah. bands. Yeah. I mean, like, you still broke out of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's a lot right
it's
now.
It's rare.
Mm-hmm. It's very cool. It's very cool.
How?
I think it's because we're different. Like, mm-hmm. I don't know, bands like us or Body Box, Peeling, like, there's nobody else that really sounds like that. Mm-hmm. So it's just kind of easy to grab onto.
Yeah. Like, yeah, that's a thing. Like, your band has to sound like a little bit different.
Yeah, for sure.
A little bit different, mm-hmm. dude.
And it's gotten to the point now where people can take influence from whatever they want, and nobody really cares. Like, it can just be like a blend of whatever, just anything.
It's so sick.
Like, yeah, nobody's like sticking to the scene now.
I feel like post COVID, everyone like got the stick out of their ass, so to speak, and everyone's just trying to have fun. They're being like way less haters. Everything's less like I don't know, gatekept. Everything's less like compartmentalized. Everyone's just like, you know what, bro? If it's hard and it's fun, fuck it. I like it. You know, you see bands playing together now that you would have never believed playing. You know, all kinds of bands playing together, and it just all makes sense. You feel me? Mm-hmm. I rock with that. We can play
tonight.
Yeah, fucking yeah.
It's a weird ass lineup, but it's super sick.
The lineup today is insane.
It's CU Space Cowboy and Unbroken.
It's gonna work, and it's gonna make sense. You feel me? Like I rock with that. Shout out everyone that's fucking playing tonight too.
Shout out, pull your card
straight up.
That just looks violent.
Oh my god.
I hope so.
I hope so. Of course.
Kev commenting.
Fly out. Shout out Kev. That dude's awesome.
Yeah, big shout out.
Sick as fuck. Shout out Kev. Shout out Alluvial, dude. Fuck yeah.
When you see people moshing, dude. Fuck. Back in the day when people would go off, it was like, damn, there's something that's made you go harder. It brought something else out.
Yeah, dude. It's my favorite thing in the whole
world. That's why we do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
It's like this primal, you know. But it's funny when it makes sense. But how do you say it? Not makes sense. But it's funny when it happens when the kind of music that you're playing shouldn't inflict that kind of emotion.
Yeah, you know, for sure. Like,
because we were joking earlier about like the tummy death, but the music is complex in a way. You know,
dude, learning Slippin' ruined a month of my life. Like, I'm super fine with being transparent with that. Like, because I was always a hardcore player. I had, you know, I always had a decent right hand, for sure.
You hit me up, right?
He called me multiple times just saying, like, I don't know if I can do it.
Yeah. Seven wrote the song Dummy, and I was like, well, he's going to kick me out. I can't do that. I literally thought he was going to kick me out. Respectfully, like, I'm super real with myself. If I can't deliver a song, I'm not going to, like, you know, be weird about it. But, like, yeah, I just had to, like, lock in and, like, it is hard, dude. But, like, I feel like it's made me a better player, so.
What was it, or what could you do?
It's right-hand stamina. It's just like, you know, and every riff changes. Like, it's just, like, it's, like, so, like, it's just hard for me. I might be a slow learner. I think I've always kind of been a slow learner. So, and on top of other shit I'm doing, like, I think it's just brain space is kind of limited too, but honestly, those songs are hard. Slippin' was a very difficult song. I had to learn it, like, I had time to learn it, but it was within 3 weeks of our music video shoot where I had to, like, lock that shit in, and I just take it seriously, because I don't like fucking, I'm not, like, the sharpest tool in the shed, but, like, I don't like when bands go up there and phone it in, bro. Like, sound good, play clean, play the parts the way it's supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
You know? What, you go and play Sad But True, but not Palm Muted, bro? Nah, Palm Muted. Play it the right way. Like, you feel me? I'm just super, you know.
Of course.
Gotta sound juicy, bro. Yeah.
You sound very, like, particular.
I am.
It has to be like.
I am. Aren't I, fellas?
Yeah.
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 That's the worst.
I think so.
That's
one word.
Would you?
Damn. Yeah. Yeah. I guess pretty bad.
I think it's great.
But I feel like I try and catch myself and just not give these fools, like, that much of a hard time.
That is the main goal in being a band. Wait, how do I not piss off the other...
Exactly.
My
if I'm angry, I'll just shut up. They can tell when I'm angry. I'll just.
How old are you?
Because I'm 28.
It's good.
We got a good dynamic.
It's good.
I feel like we all kind of balance each other out pretty well.
I'd say so.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's good. That's called growing up. You just take your mind. You want to say something stupid, but that's your mind stopping. That's called a healthy mindset. That's cool. Yeah. That's love that you have for each other.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you know, it's like,
of course. Yeah.
That's what I realized what love is. It's like when you meet someone else that stops you from being an idiot.
Honestly, like, it's painful, but sometimes you have to hear it from someone.
100%.
That means they fucking rock with you like that. It's like, bro, like don't do this. You know what I'm saying? Like they're telling you for a reason. You know, but sometimes they can come off condescending. But like, I don't know, truth hurts. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So you know, but it's good for you.
Of course, and then for some reason, hurting makes you better.
100%.
I don't know what.
I always say this: pain is a great teacher.
Whoa! Fuck.
Yeah,
is it not?
Yeah, it's true.
It's a great teacher, unfortunately. That's the only way some people learn.
Totally, know?
That's a Waleed classic right there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it sucks.
All right, don't listen to me. All right, you're gonna learn though, bro. You know, all right, do your thing, but you're gonna learn. You know.
Yeah. It just sucks how we're wired that way, though. Like we have to experience something to change.
Yeah,
it sucks.
Yeah, dude. Dude, you're telling me. Yeah. Fucking. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I've heard it 1,000 times, and then it's just the one time that happens to you.
Yeah. You're like, okay, that's it. That's enough. Yeah. Exactly. So.
Mm-hmm.
Damn, this video is sick.
Yeah.
Who is it?
Shout out Kevin makes videos on Instagram. He shot my roommate, my brother. Again, that's Kevin makes videos on Instagram. He shot this video. Also, shout out Alex Hunter, the homie. She plays in a band called Present. She shot fucking second camera. Shout out Alex, Pink Boon Media on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? They both helped this video. And yeah, we packed out probably 150 people, close to that.
Right. In a Burger King?
In an ex-Burger King. Turned into a wing shop in San Francisco, and everyone came at like 6 p.m.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Just had the homies in Forced to Suffer open us, and then everyone was out by like 8:20.
Mm-hmm. The place closed down what, like a month later?
Yeah, dude.
They was like, "Hey, you can smoke in here."
Yeah, they didn't go. Kevin came in, our video guy. He came in and he saw that there was lights, and he was like, "Thank fucking God, there's lights in here. I don't got it set up." Yeah, he was really stoked. I'm so proud of this fucking video.
There's Brian.
You see that table right there, right in front of us when we're playing? Like they told us we could take it out, and then we get there the day of, and they're like.
Can't take it.
You have to deal with it.
Really?
Well, yeah.
Oh, it's bolted to the floor.
It was fully cemented in there.
Kids were jumping. Yeah, you just jumped.
They were
off
just jumping
it.
Off. It was fun.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. Oh, it kind of worked out.
Totally worked.
Yeah.
So they probably assumed, like, wait, is this table meant for me to jump off of? I mean,
pretty much.
It's kind of sick.
Yeah.
It's funny because we were having this extremely deep conversation. Now I'm just looking at moshing. Oh wait, yeah. It was like a weird. It got me. It's people getting fucking trampled.
Yeah, dude. I'm so proud of that video, dude. I'm so proud of that.
Yeah, it's fucking sick.
So fun.
San Francisco.
What's the venue out there since the Pound closed down?
Oh, man. Dude, the Pound was definitely before my time.
Yeah, Pound's been down for a while.
But after the Pound, we had Submission, which was like the only true...
That's not what I heard.
Yeah, the true DIY spot in San Francisco. Then when that closed down...
That shit shut down right before I started going to shows.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What's the one that you saw us at?
Code word.
That was only around for a second. That was some shit that the dude from DNA started doing, like, on the side.
But it was sick. For the time that
shit
was
dope, but then it just, he had to shut it down immediately. He was like, never mind.
Yeah, that Bay Rank goes crazy.
Was that logistic?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's not much, like, in the city. It's pretty, like...
Great American Music Hall, but
it's pretty... Nothing for bands like us.
Huh?
Yeah. Nothing for bands like us, though.
Parkside. Ish.
You got, like, spots that are good for, like, more, like, kind of DIY stuff. And, like, kind of, like, just once in a while. I know Thrill House Records does matinees.
Mm-hmm.
That's where we first saw Hog. Shout out Hog. The band's dope. Hardcore punk from San Francisco. Got the Knockout, which it's a bar. And it has a really kind of tiny stage. But they make booking there hella easy. Like... So easy. So shout out them. But yeah, as far as other spots in San Francisco.
Not much in the city. It's just like.
It's scattered. Every now and then someone will pop up and then.
Gilman is back in Berkeley.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So.
That's dope.
Hopefully.
That's pretty much where all the shows are at.
at the moment.
Sick.
Yeah. Which is so sick. I mean, they're not having to be like half capacity anymore and shit. Mm-hmm. Like, it's fucking so, it's so popping every time.
I've been really enjoying going to Berkeley.
Yeah. It's nice there, bro. Good place to eat. The vibe there is always cool. The shows are always really good.
That's where most of the shows are, honestly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cornerstone there and shit, too, for real.
UC.
Mm-hmm. I think Cornerstone is like low key a perfect venue.
Yeah.
It's so nice. It has a big old ass lounge, big room, balcony.
What's the capacity?
It's like 600 cap.
That's pretty big.
Nice. That's pretty big. But it's like, it's dope. I like it. People like going there, which I think helps.
Reminds me of a showcase theater, like 600 cap room. Mm-hmm. We're like, oh God, sick.
Fuck yeah.
And then people were just freaking swinging their arms around.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Gilman's always a fucking vibe, though. That goes without saying.
And shout out to Berkeley. UC Theater came out. You know, they're the showcase theater. I think that was my first time getting smoked something on stage.
Really?
I think it was Benny's fault, too, actually. Think about it.
That was crazy.
I never smoked weed before a show. Never. Or ever, ever.
That dude will smoke a blunt anywhere. He doesn't, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
I don't think nobody's tall enough to stop him. Mm-hmm. Just go like this.
Yeah.
Snatching out. Hey, bro.
Do you write high?
Yeah.
Sick. And then what
I
do you think?
I do everything high.
Mm-hmm. Then what do you think when you hear it?
I somewhat arrange a little bit because he's like, bro, just what's going on with this part, bro? And I'm like, take out that kick right. That's fucking out. He's like, oh shit. Okay. But minimally, it's very minimal. I just kind of help him when he's just like, what the fuck? Because you know when you write your own shit, you don't know what the fuck it sounds anymore. So you have to have a homie be like, what is this, bro? And they're like, oh, bro, just take that. And you're like, oh wow, okay. It's like that. Yeah, I don't. Yeah, I don't. I gotta get better at programming drums, and I think I can like write some more. But I'll just keep it up to him, and then he just kind of brings to me, and I'll just be like, that's cool. Maybe do that part like twice. That's about it. That is my contribution.
Sick. Mm-hmm. So I was wondering, like, you know, how you've been, especially after your self-titled EP. I was kind of wondering, like, how that process has grown.
Well, the EP I just wrote myself. I programmed all the drums and everything, and then you recorded them pretty much. I think exactly, not pretty much exactly.
Yeah, you sent them to me 7 days before we went in the studio, and I was like, I don't have time to spice this up. It's just, I'm just going to learn the songs and go in. Mm-hmm.
So,
a week?
Apparently.
Yeah, 7 days.
My goodness.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't no way I didn't send you no demos or something.
I had the demos, but they were different.
That doesn't sound like me.
No, just but imagine, okay, this part is over here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then once we had played some shows and shit, and by the time we were like getting ready to do the album, it was still kind of rushed. Like, we had like, I'm too high to think of the timeline right now, but we had a deadline, a rough deadline, and then we had to go on tour, so I had to like finish writing it real quick. So we didn't get a chance to like collaborate on it too much, but I know at least DTD.
We like send them back and forth
and
a little
offender
bit.
Repeat Offender got like your drums on them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We got as much in there as we could.
Yeah.
I remember you just sent me a text one day. I was like, here's the album, LOL. Oh, it's all done.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Yep. Let's go.
Shout out Hunter and Brandon at Swamp Sound.
Yep.
They made that shit sound really good. Mm-hmm. I love how that fucking album sounds. LP, whatever you want to call it.
Man. Yeah, EP and LP, I was like, who recorded this? Who mixed it? I was like, this is sounds pretty sick.
Yep.
It's hard to get a good mix.
Mm. Yeah. We lucked out.
We
I lucked out both times. It was really like for the EP, like I knew I wanted to go to Toshio, and it turned out pretty much how I wanted.
Yeah, it sounded great.
And then I wanted it to be fatter, and Body Box was a band by then.
And it happened.
Mm-hmm.
So I went to Hunter, and that's what we got.
Yeah. Hunter did, he really did a great job. Him and Brandon fucking Yeah, just
they
fat.
They killed it.
It's everything I would want in a mix. Fucking EMG pickups, tuned loud as, turned up loud as fuck, juicy. But just loud, I don't know, just loud. That fucking shit is just knocking, you know? I love that. But yeah, the guitar sounds like, just sounds humongous. Just don, 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 you know? I love that. I love when a guitar low-key, like fucks up a mix. When it's just like, gong, 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 you know? I love that shit. I love that shit.
I've been trying to do that same thing for a while now. It's hard to do.
Mm-hmm. It's hard. Mm-hmm.
Trying to translate what you have in your head. Trying to come out of two speakers. Like, right. Man, it's pissing me off.
Right.
But you guys did it. It's awesome.
Thanks, man.
Thank you.
So tonight is the Midnight Hour.
Yep, sir.
I think tonight might be the first time I go there. I kept hearing about it. But it's just from the valley from Corona is...
For sure.
Yeah.
I think once, especially after that record with Taylor, it's like, oh, that drive. I'm fucking tired of it.
Oof.
Gosh.
I bet.
Traffic? Oh, no way, dude. No way. But yeah, I think I'll get out to the valley, probably drink with you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll
be and this one. Yeah.
Don't worry about that.
Uh-huh. I'm super hyped for tonight.
It's gonna be crazy.
I think it'll be the biggest show we played in Midnight for sure.
Yeah.
It's
sold out.
It is.
So
for that today, it's sold out.
Mm-hmm.
And which means you can't buy a ticket.
So go home.
Go home. Man, yeah, that shit's stacked.
That is crazy.
On Broken Wings.
Yeah, dude.
That takes me back.
So weird.
That takes me back.
It really does.
Yeah, it's gonna be a good one.
Oh, don't show the cabs again. Anyway, any closing thoughts?
Shit, man. You got shout out right. Everyone who rocks with us. You feel me? shout out everyone who rocks with us. Fucking make sure you rep where you're from. Be proud of where you're from.
Mm-hmm.
Don't fucking dick ride other people for clout or this and that. Fuck that. Be yourself. Represent where the fuck you're from. Ride for your homies. You feel me? And don't switch up on people. That shit's lame. And just, yeah, just be you. You're the coolest version of yourself when you're just you.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck them.
F them.
F them. High key.
That was sick.
That was fucking beautiful, man.
Thank you for that.
Of course, man. Yeah. Thank you. Thanks for having us on, bro.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, seriously.
So thank you so much.
Your band is very authentic and seeing how you hang around together and actually what you just said, I mean, it's pretty clear. So, cool.
Thanks, man.
I'm honored to have your band here, and sorry if I put you in traffic
we're chilling.
But thank you for making the drive.
Thank you.
Hell yeah, of course, dude.
Thank you so much.
Cool.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, cool. All right. Everyone, that's it. Later.